Shalom, today's daf yomi is Vachem daf kuf yud ches Vachem 118. In today's daf yomi, the Gemara records a dispute regarding where Shiloh was in the land of Canaan and whose territory was it. Now we know that before the temple was built in the land of Canaan, in the land of Israel, before it was built in Jerusalem, that there was a Mishkan, a sanctuary that was not a permanent sanctuary, and one of the places of that sanctuary where it was Shiloh. So in whose territory did Shiloh sit? So our Gemara is going to record a dispute that one approach is that it was in the territory of Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin. Another approach was that it was in the territory of the tribe of Ephraim. And here's how the Gemara explains the dispute. Kiasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from the land of Israel to Babylon, he said in the name of Rebbe, Bishlosha Makomos Sharta Shechina Yisrael, that the divine presence rested in three places in the Jewish people. Means say after the Jewish people conquered the land, the divine presence, Hashem's presence, rested in three places. Where were these three places? Beshiloh, in the place of Shiloh, which is where the Mishkan was, Vinov and Givon. In second place was Nov and Givon, and here they're counted as one place. And Ubeis Olamim, and in the temple in Jerusalem, Ubekulan Lo Shartan El Bechelik Binyamin. So according to this bright, so Rebbe is saying, in all three places, it was in the tribe, the area, the territory of Benjamin, as it states in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 12, of Vinyamin Amar Yedid Hashem, Yishkol Avetach Alav, that to Benjamin, God, he was Yedid Hashem, a friend of God. Yishkol Avetach Alav, Chofef Alav Koyom, that God's presence hovered above him all of his days. Uben Ketefav Shachain. And so we learn from the words, God's presence was hovering above him all the days, that kol chafifos lo yehu el b'chal kol shel Binyamin, all the hovering presences of God. Anytime God was dwelling in the Mishkan, it was over the territory of Benjamin. So this is what Rav Dimi taught when he came from the land of Israel to Babylon. So he said this in front of Abaye. So when Abaye heard this, Abaye went to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef. Kiyazal Abaye v'amar kameh de Rabbi Yosef. Abaye said this teaching in front of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was horrified. Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Abaye was an orphan, his father died before he was born. So he says, Chad Bera Havelei, that Kailil, that the name of Abaye's father was Kailil. And he said, Kailil had one son, Velo Mitkan. And I don't understand that Rav Yosef could say this to Abaye. He said he had one son and he's not Mitukan, he's not acting properly. Because you're completely wrong. Because you think that Shiloh was in the territory of Benjamin, you bought this teaching from Rebbe, but it's not the case, because we know that Shiloh was not in the territory of Benjamin, but was in the territory of Ephraim. And this is based upon the fact that there's an explicit verse in Psalms 78, verse 60. It says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh, that God will abandon the Mishkan of Shiloh. And it says about this abandonment, Vayimas Bo'ol Yosef u'b'shevet Ephraim u'b'char, that God rejected the tent of Joseph, and in the tribe of Ephraim he did not choose. So we see from here that Shiloh was in the tribe of Ephraim. So why would you say it was in the tribe of Benjamin? So when Rav Yosef said this to Abaye, Rav Ada tries to defend him. He says, Micah Koshile, maybe the answer to this question is exactly like we explained earlier. Dilma Shechina b'chelek Binyamin, v'sanhed Yosef. Maybe what we're saying is that the spirituality was split, that the divine presence was resting in Benjamin, that that's where Shiloh was, but the Sanhedrin was in the territory of Ephraim. And indeed, we have another paradigm for this, because that's what happened in the temple. In the time of the temple, when the Holy Beis HaMikdash was built, the Shechina was dwelling in the tribe of Benjamin, that's where the Holy of Holy was. But the Sanhedrin, we already learned this in our tract, it was in the portion of Judah, and then a strip went out from Judah and rested on the altar of Benjamin. So why can't we say the same thing over here, that maybe the divine presence was really, that Shiloh itself was in the territory of Benjamin, and Ephraim was right next to Benjamin, and that's where the Sanhedrin was sitting. And so therefore God's presence was in both places. So Rav Yosef said to Rav Ada, you can't say that. You could say that by Jerusalem. That's a solution we could say by Jerusalem. That's sufficient there. But here we can't say the same thing. Because why? Hasa mikrova nachalo skabe adadi. There by Jerusalem, the two territories were next to each other. Hacha mi mikrovan. But here in this case, are they really next to each other? Are the two territories next to each other, so that we could say such a thing? So the
Gemara responds, yes, indeed, the two territories are next to each other. Hachinami mikavrin, the two territories are next to each other. And the Gemara cites what Rav Chama Bar Chanina says, Ritzuad se yotzeis michel kol she Yehuda, v'nechneses lechel kol she Binyamin. So like we said earlier, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a strip that went out from the territory of Judah and entered into the territory of Benjamin, into the southern part of the altar, and that's where the altar was built, and that's why there was no yisod, there was no foundation on that part of the altar to signify that that was the territory of Judah. And v'haya Binyamin atzadik mistar le'elavah, and his whole life Benjamin the righteous one wanted to absorb it. So too in when it comes to Shiloh, we say the same thing. Yosef, that there was a small strip coming out from the territory of Joseph, and it was entering into the territory of Benjamin, and that's the territory that they were combined and next to each other, and that territory was called Tanas Shiloh. That's what the Gemara says in Joshua, based upon Hosea, in the book of Joshua, chapter 16, verse 5. It says Tanas Shiloh, and Tanas comes from Aninus or Tsar. And Benjamin was distressed about the strip that went out from the territory of Ephraim and into his territory in the Mishkan of Shiloh, just like he was distressed at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But we see from here a fundamental teaching that both with respect to the Beis HaMikdash, both with respect to the Mishkan, the Gemara's teaching, it's not okay, it's not acceptable to say that one tribe has exclusivity over spirituality. It needed to be shared. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was shared between two arch rivals, Benjamin and Judah. And here too, it was shared between two arch rivals, the Benjamin and the tribe of Ephraim.